And the winners are... Well, we don't have the envelope. Somebody who can tell us from Motor Trend is their executive editor, Mark Rechten. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here. This is a big deal announcement for us.
Yes, it is, for the Car, Truck, and Sport Utility of the Year 2019. Before we get to the announcement of what they are, how do you kind of select it? What process do you go through?
Sure thing. We take about a couple months. We get several automakers lovingly give us their time at their proving grounds where we can do things that you can't do on city streets. We've built special SUV off-road courses to test the SUVs. And once all that's done, we then go out on regular city streets, drive them like civilians do, so that we can really get a sense of the things that might drive a person just batty after a few months of ownership. These are things that allow us to have a sense of how well these things work, both in a scientific setting and then in the real world.
Weather is different in different parts of the country. Is that taken into account?
Yes, it is. And while we do most of our testing in the desert, the off-road portion of our test, we have managed to create a type of sand that absolutely replicates freshly fallen powder. So we test every off-road vehicle to see if they get stuck. Granted, it's usually about 115 degrees outside, but as far as the all-wheel drive systems are concerned, they're driving through snow.
Well, let's start with it. Oh, let's go with the 2019 Car of the Year.
Sure thing. Motor Trend's 2019 Car of the Year is the Genesis G70. And this is a really big deal because it's the first of the year award given to a Korean manufacturer. Genesis is Hyundai's luxury brand, much like Lexus is for Toyota. They've only been around a few years, but they're already making waves. And the Genesis G70 is the first really big kick in the shins of the established European luxury brands. This goes up against the BMW 3 Series, Mercedes C-Class, Alfa Romeo Giulia, but it is toe-to-toe. It's smooth, it's quiet, it's dynamic. The interior is lovely. The seats are firm yet plush. The infotainment system is crisp and precise. It does everything that it wants you to have in a luxury vehicle. And the best part is its value statement. It does all these things. It has all this equipment. It has all this performance for anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 less than its European and Japanese rivals. It's a smash.
So they're able to compete because of the fact that they can have a different price point on it but still appeal to a luxury brand audience.
Yeah, absolutely. They're still trying to find their way of being, you know, taken seriously as a full-on luxury brand. I think a lot of people look at them as premium. But when you get inside one of these things, you look at the fit and finish, you look at the quality of execution, you look at, the various componentry, whether it's, you know, the satellite radio quality, the quality of the sound coming out of the stereo speakers, the quality of the seats underneath your butt. All these things are definitely top-grade luxury gear.
And this car has enough pep in its step.
The 3.3-liter twin-turbo is a rocket, and the really cool thing is, if you wanted the equivalent power out of one of the German brands, you'd be talking $60,000, $62,000. You can get into a decently equipped 3.3 Genesis G70 for $45,000. Just, it knocked our socks off.
Does something like this then take those other old-line brands to reevaluate themselves? Does it kind of like have to make sure they burned a little fire on them to get them to upgrade and to innovate?
Oh, absolutely. If I were working in Munich right now, I'd be buying one of these and tearing it apart to figure out their recipe for success because, boy, they nailed it.
All right, let's talk about the Truck of the Year. We love our trucks here in Ohio.
Absolutely. And the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the Ram 1500. This is a big deal for Ram because, you know, when you think about pickup trucks, you know, you have Ford families and you have Chevy families and, you know, yeah, a few Ram families. Well, if you own a Ford or a Chevy, you really owe it to yourself to check out the new Ram 1500. When you look at full-size pickup trucks, capability in terms of towing, in terms of payload, they're all within shouting distance of each other. So when you look at what the Ram can do, it's sort of next-level stuff. Ram took the bold step of having an independent rear suspension with coil springs and an air suspension, and that turns the ride away from being a hobby horse into much more like a luxury sedan. And for any of you who have to drive a long way to the job site or back from the job site, boy, that is such a welcome relief. Another industry first is it's the first full-size pickup truck to have a hybrid motor attached to the engine. Not only does that smooth acceleration, it improves fuel economy. And if you're a fleet buyer of a lot of trucks, that's going to make a huge difference. Once you get inside, and this may be the coolest thing, the inside is laid out so it's basically a home office on wheels. Never again does the contractor need to say, oh, I'll get back to you. I got to go back to the office. This thing has it all. The infotainment system works with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. You have all sorts of neat little cubby holes to hide your gear. It's just so well laid out and packaged. This is something that everybody needs to check out.
We're talking today with Mark Recton, executive editor of Motor Trend, announcing their cars and truck and now we're on to Sport Utility of the Year. Where do we find that vehicle?
Well, there's a lot of joy over in Fiat Chrysler Automotive land because the Motor Trend 2019 Sport Utility of the Year is the Jeep Wrangler. And yes, it could be seen as an easy choice, a play to nostalgia and whatnot. But no, the Jeep wins it on its merits. Not only does it maintain its go-anywhere, climb-anywhere, surmount-any-mountain capability, and in fact improves it with all sorts of amazing technical know-how, but it also makes it a much more refined ride on the way back from the mountain. And that's something that I think a lot of people in past years have sort of chided the Wrangler for. It's like, yeah, boy, it sure rattles your teeth on the ride back. Not anymore. The suspension is really compliant on regular roads, and it's beautifully maintained in terms of its ride quality. Another thing I was really impressed by was the improved build quality in terms of the ability to remove the body panels, because some people like to go naked with these things and take off the doors and fold down the windshield, and it used to be a really complicated process, could take as long as an hour. They've totally redesigned the toolkit to make that happen, and so you can do it in a couple minutes.
If we want to see what these look like and even get more details on these year awards, where do we go to find the information?
Sure thing. You can go to motortrend.com for a much broader view of the entire market. If you want to see vehicle articles specific to this vehicle, you can go to motortrend.com/awards. And if you're looking for more buying advice, we do have a buyer's guide section of the website where you can find out all the tips and tricks of the trade, that when you go car shopping, you don't get taken. You go in as educated as you possibly can.
Okay, before we let you go, Mark, you're a Northwestern graduate, Ohio State, this coming Big Ten championship. What are your thoughts on this upcoming game?
I really want the Cats to win, but after seeing what Ohio State did to the Wolverines, I'm going to be cautious in my enthusiasm.
All right, well, wear your purple proud for this week. I appreciate it.
I will. Go Cats.
Thanks very much, Mark.